This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The North Carolina Opera has a history of bringing fine vocal music to unexpected places, places like modern art museums, bars, and bookstores. Their next event is Opera in the Garden. It's Saturday afternoon at the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. Andrea Moore will be there. She's a soprano and a vocal performance lecturer at UNC Chapel Hill, and she joins us now. Andrea, welcome. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Also with us is Wade Henderson. He's a tenor and a computer scientist. Hello, Wade.
Hello.
And accompanying them will be Aaron Thacker. Besides being a pianist, he's also an opera singer and a student at UNC Chapel Hill. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Andrea, tell us about this opera. The great thing about opera to me is the convergence, all of the great art forms that come together in opera in a unique way and in a way that I think almost no other art form offers us, right?
Yes, it's very synergistic. It's the convergence of drama, theater, design, dance, ballet even, of course, music, and literature and languages. You really don't get much more than that all in one fell swoop of an experience and all over the history of 400 years up to the present.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And you teach this. I guess people come to you already, you know, prepared to train as vocalists.
We have a combination at UNC. It's a very diverse university, obviously, and certain people come having a lot of experience with voice and knowing that it's something they want to develop and pursue, and others have come in contact with it and want to experiment even more, such as Aaron, who is a philosophy major undergraduate, and discovered through all of his talents that he really had a voice and decided to sing sort of a little later than some students, but truly is remarkable.
Well, Aaron, it is a story. Tell us a little bit about how you came back to vocal music, but tell us the story.
Well, it was definitely through Andrea. I had been a pianist far longer than ever I started singing. And so I was accompanying this one student of Andrea's named Emily, and I had never met Andrea before, didn't have any expectations. Walked in to play piano, and I just got this really strong feeling that, or connection to her, just from watching the way she taught. And I just thought, you know what, maybe this is the time to start getting back into singing again. And I feel like tools that I'd had before, recognized that I had before, but hadn't known how to use well, maybe finally I found someone that could help me use those tools.
That's great. Wade, you were a music major in college, but then kind of took a break from performance, and now you're back. What happened?
Well, I graduated with a degree in French horn performance from UNCG and was very much enjoying my time there. But the job market for French horn players and even budding singers being what it is, I decided to study electrical engineering, came to NC State, and through circuitous routes through the Navy and ending up in the job market here, I got out of music for a long time. And serendipitously, a coworker of mine was singing in the Duke Chapel Choir, and she convinced me to come hear a performance, and then further arm twisting got me into the choir, and then started studying voice again and singing with the opera company and in other choral groups in the area doing some solo work. So here I am today.
I wonder if we can hear a sample of all this fine work and how these stories came together.
Absolutely. We're going to present an aria from the opera Rusalka, which is sort of a recap of one of the pieces that North Carolina Opera presented this year. And the first aria is called The Song to the Moon. Rusalka is a water nymph, much like what children are familiar with here, The Little Mermaid. Of course, that story takes a slightly different and more tragic turn in Dvorak's opera. But it's in Czech, and this is where she's longing for her lover through their connection through the moon, because, of course, he's on land and she's in the water. Ой,
красні, а цитов спомінков збуді. Не січку не засни, не засни.
Song to the Moon from Dvorak's Rusalka, which is going to be part of the performance this Saturday at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. That was Andrea Moore from the North Carolina Opera. We were talking earlier, by the way, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Not by the way. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
We were talking earlier in our last segment about sort of the difference between mediated experience and of course, in some ways, I mean, every experience is mediated, right? Your senses get it, and that is translated in the brain. It turns into zeros and ones and filtered. But with music, my body is vibrating. I'm shaking. My ears are literally, you know, vibrating. And so we bring our whole body into that experience in a way that a lot of other, I think, entertainments really can't do.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're using microphones here in the studio to amplify it out over the air. But one of the most remarkable things about opera is that it's a complete physical representation of the human voice. It's unamplified. The techniques used in singing classically are through the breath and the resonance that one uses for their whole body. And so it's very difficult. Of course, we hopefully get a sense of the beauty of the music through any kind of mediated experience. But when you hear it and see it in person, there is no other experience quite like it.
And how great is it going to be in the garden like that in the open air?
And then, of course, being in a stunning setting only, you know, enhances and the enjoyment of that experience.
Here's the thing. We're in a little shortened schedule owing to the fact that we're trying to pay for this experiment of ours that we call public radio.
Become a sustainer.
And we're become a sustainer now. And we're so grateful to everyone who does understand the value of what it is we do here. And we want to give certainly our folks in Chapel Hill the time to do that. So I wonder if I can get you to do something for us, perhaps in the two-minute range.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do that right now, it would be wonderful. We'll hear a sample of that, come back and tell everybody what you're doing, and you can tell us what you're going to do right now.
Sure. This excerpt is from the musical Kismet, which is taken from the themes of the operatic composer Alexander Borodin, and it is a duet called Stranger in Paradise, appropriate for a garden.
No!
Andrea Moore, Wade Henderson on vocals, Aaron Thacker, the pianist, Stranger in Paradise. You will hear more from them at the Botanic Garden in Chapel Hill tomorrow. What a lovely song. That was great.
Thank you so much.
I want to let you sing us out a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, and you can think about what to do next for a little bit. We'll tell the folks who are going to tell everybody how to pay for this that they can listen to a little bit of it, and then, as they do, fade out. But first, I want to tell everybody and thank you, Andrea Moore, soprano and vocal performance lecturer at UNC, Wade Henderson, a tenor, and Aaron Thacker, pianist and singer at UNC. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
And you can hear him again tomorrow, Opera in the Garden, Saturday, 3:30 to 4:30, 3:30 and 4:30. I guess you're going to be there most of the afternoon, starting at 3:30.
There's a set at 3:30, and there is a set at 4:30.
At the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. Thanks for listening to our program. Stateofthings.org is where to find out more. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to sing the letter duet from Carmen between Micaela and Don José.
Ma mère, je la vois, oui, je revois mon village, au souvenir d'autrefois, au souvenir du pays.
Sa mère.